This is episode 2012 of the Daily Guided Meditation. I'm Mary Meckley, and I welcome you to a brand new theme we're launching into this week. And the focus is all about joy, or rather, remembering joy. In this week's series, you are going to discover insights, tips, and meditation techniques, a different meditation technique each day to help you cultivate more joy in your life. When you think about joy, you might think that it's something that happens to you, that you have to wait for it. But joy is something that you cultivate. You create your own joy. And through this series, you are going to create touch points of joy that you can fall back on again and again throughout your life. And when you are going through a difficult situation, you will remember your joy. And that is what I hope you take from this series. Now, how do you cultivate your own joy? First, as you might guess, it takes some awareness of what, in fact, makes you happy. You might think, oh, well, you know, of course I know what makes me happy, but when you think about it, do you really know what brings you a true, sustaining sense of joy? If you are not feeling so joyful these days, no worries, because joy can be cultivated at any time. And you will discover ways to do that in this week's series. To get you started, consider if there's an area of your life where you need more joy. Maybe you are yearning, craving joy in this area of your life. Now, some things are always going to be beyond your control, including this current pandemic we are experiencing. You may be climbing the walls to get outside, to connect with people who mean a lot to you, who you haven't been able to connect with as you're isolating. Think about what you could do to create more joy in regard to your relationships without having to see other people physically. You might think beyond the Zoom or Skype get together that you may already be doing with these important people in your life. Think about how you might be able to do a challenge together or meet to do yoga or meditate together or something that you all enjoy doing together. Think about how you could still bring joy in your life, in this part of your life. You might want to feel more joyful about how you feel physically in your body. So you might think about ways you could do that. You might think of how you could feel more relaxed by doing more stretching, by doing more journaling, by taking some nice hot baths in the evening before you go to bed, something that you look forward to, even lighting a candle each time you eat a meal. As I'm recording this episode, for me, being outside brings me great joy, and my neighbors are playing their music really loud. They're out around their pool, and I know that they are being joyful too. So you might pick up some of that background music in this episode, and that is fine because you might think about playing music and just dancing to feel more joyful in your life if you're feeling just really cooped up. So think about the part of your life you'd like to focus on this week and bring joy into your life, really targeting a particular area. Or you could focus on a different kind of joy in each day's episode. You might think about doing something joyful for your mental health one day. You might think of doing something joyful where you connect with others another day, and doing something joyful where you are connecting with others another day. So just see how it goes. And you might even think in advance about what you specifically would like to do to feel more joy in your life this week. You might select something for each day this week. So that would be 7 joyful things you want to do this week. So that is your joyful challenge, and this will get you started on your joyful series. So as you settle yourself down to meditate right this moment, consider where in your life you would like more joy. If you'd like the full half-hour guided meditations, which include a joy journal and a joy guide for this week's series, you can try the Sip and Om meditation app, as always, for 2 weeks, absolutely free access to over 2,000 guided meditations. You are so worth slowing down for.